This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour back we are in your ears, maybe in your face, depending on your point of view and our point of view on things. The issues of the day discussed in a rather fun, a better way than this is how you must believe, and if you do not believe this way, you are extracted from the human race. You have to have all of that. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. And we're here to give you things to think about. Jennifer, would you like to give us something to think about?
Sure, that's what I would love to do. Did you hear about the alleged terror attack on the White House? It was broken up by the FBI and law enforcement officials. Federal authorities said that they arrested a Metro Atlanta man. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. And they said he was plotting to attack the White House, but instead he got tangled up with the FBI. I'll attempt his name. I think it's Hasher Jalel Tahib, I believe, 21, of Cumming, Georgia. He was taken into custody in Gwinnett County while he was trying to exchange his vehicle for explosives. He later appeared in court in downtown Atlanta. His car for explosives. Right.
Sounds like a genius.
You need him, I guess. That's what you do. He later appeared in a court in downtown Atlanta in a case that was brought by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force. Authorities are saying that Tahib was acting alone, and they made no accusation that he had any ties to any terrorist group. He was arrested after a tip from a resident who said the young man had been radicalized. His alleged attack on the White House was supposed to take place on Thursday of this week and involved various explosives and firearms, though even days before he claimed he had never fired a gun in his life. So I guess he would have made it his maiden voyage. According to the criminal complaint, he said he could learn fast, according to the document. Authorities also said he had planned to travel to the Islamic State territory, but acknowledged he didn't have a passport. According to the U.S. attorney, they said all potential threats were neutralized. Everything was under control from the inception of this case. But, again, he was trying to destroy the White House. And get this. This is kind of interesting, I think. We always have something in our mind as to what goes on in the law or what protections the law should give or what punishments the law should give. So if this guy is convicted, do you know how much time in jail he would get?
Heaven's slightest.
Trying to attack the White House? What do you think? I mean, what do
life?
You think is fair? Okay, that's what I would not know. I don't know if I would think it's life, but I would certainly think it's a large chunk of time. He is only at the maximum 20 years, but it's punishable by 5 to 20 years to plot against the White House. Isn't that bizarre? That's one of our...
treason.
An iconic...
I was going to say, yeah, the T word. Isn't it treason?
Yeah.
Is he an American citizen?
It doesn't mention if
maybe we treat
or not, but
people who are illegal differently.
Yeah, but if he's not an American citizen, it can't be treason. So
that's true because he's not working against the country. Yeah,
right.
So bizarre. You would think something where they're trying to, even an attempted terrorist attack against a huge target that would no doubt bring. I mean, if you attack the White House, I don't care who's sitting in there, if you like that person or not. If you attack the White House on our soil, that's bad. That's not going to be. I mean, there's no getting around that one. But 5 to 20 years. So there you go.
Sounds like another movie. We've had a couple of those movies: the attack of the White House and Gerald. Butler was in one of them, and what's his face was in the other one. What's the? I never can remember his name because it's a backwards name. Connor. What's the? What's that kid's name?
Give us the definition again.
Well,
what's the movie?
There were two movies about the White House being attacked that were out almost the same time. One of them had Gerard Butler as
one
the guy.
One was Denzel Washington, wasn't it?
No, the guy who was Remember, his name is backwards, and I never can remember his name.
His name is backwards.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
You're usually good at this.
His name is backwards.
I'm trying, believe me. I'm not getting much to work on here.
I think what Doug means is that his name could be like...
Connor Collins. His name is
like his first
Channing,
name sounds
Channing
like a last
Tatum.
Name.
Oh, Channing
Tatum. That's it. I was just trying to think of Carol Channing. That's where my mind was. Okay, I got to remember. Yeah, she just died. Okay. In the
Apparently,
same
though,
vein.
The other right. lesson is, if you want to buy explosives, don't try to put your car right. in for sale to
Trade
get the money, because that's how the
right.
FBI got them.
All right, so this is, I got a couple of things that are kind of related to this. The Marine in Detroit who has post-traumatic stress disorder, held in jail for possible deportation before the feds actually learned that he was a U.S. citizen, was born in Detroit. Gilmar Ramos Gomez is in the lives in the Grand Rapids area, released from detention after personal records were provided to immigration authorities that the man was in fact a citizen. And so the question came from the ACLU, why did you think he was a non-citizen? Was he confused with somebody else? This guy is a veteran and he has mental illness. So then the ICE guys released a statement saying that this fellow told the officers he was a foreign national illegally present in the U.S. But they didn't, you know, and they didn't know that he was mentally deranged from having been in the service, suffering from post-traumatic stress, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He was in Afghanistan, apparently, and in Iraq. And he had three or four tours. And when he came back, he just lost it. As about, how many, you know, the real issue here isn't that he was in a detention center and all of this other stuff, but that his mental health, his state of health is so bad, and the Veterans Administration is doing nothing about it. We have a couple of issues for me, anyway. He had service awards for his service in Afghanistan, but the guy has lost his mind.
Well, this story happens so often.
It's just so damnable. It really is.
You know, I was actually...
First of all, what the hell are we doing in all these places? That's the first question. Then what are we doing to our young men? That's the next question. And then when they come home after all of it, they're so messed up, some of them, we're not doing anything to help them.
The problem, though, I was reading something last week. A friend of mine works for a veterans group, and he was sharing on social media some of the challenges that they face. And a lot of times when vets come back and they have PTSD or other mental illnesses, when they are scheduled for follow-up psychological treatment or exams or therapy, they don't show up, and they go off the grid. And that's a really big problem that, you know, yes, there's a very large problem with the way we treat our veterans and the lack of care in a lot of ways. But there are a lot of groups out there, and my friend works for an independent group, and they are really trying hard, and they make home visits, and they really do
a lot.
Good.
That's a step
in
the right direction.
But even then, they get locked out. They won't be, you know, it's very difficult to reach people once they have gotten to that point. Animals help a lot. And like a lot of veterans say they can't leave their house unless they have a service animal.
A cow thing on the farm this summer. I'm not kidding. I have a cow therapy. They have the horse therapy, have dog therapy. And I'm thinking there are some places in the country that are doing cow therapy. And I'm thinking about trying to do that if I can this summer. Or sometime soon. All right, one other related thing to attacking the government. You saw that ISIS was in Syria, and a couple of service members were killed. Spokesperson for the coalition said the service members were conducting a patrol. Not clear exactly how many people died in the explosion altogether. One news outlet reported 10 people were killed, civilians included. Spokesperson said the group was still gathering information, would share details later on this week. But ISIS claimed responsibility. So is this an example of what some are warning against? You pull the United States out, take the troops, withdraw them from Syria, and this kind of thing gets started.
You know,
well, the timing does seem pretty suspicious.
Well, clearly because the plan was announced, and that's the problem, is that whether we're withdrawing or not, or we're taking down boots on the ground and leaving behind personnel that are just going to monitor the situation, we shouldn't be doing it publicly. And some people may say that's not transparent, but certainly for matters of national security, this should be a silent withdrawal, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
And that's a problem, that's a Trump problem, that he went out and said he was going to do it. I think you can. I don't not support the policy. It makes me a little uneasy because I think that we leave room for a vacuum to open up. But if we are going to monitor this space and we are going to be in there, the ISIS caliphate is gone out of Syria, but you still are going to have these guys who are willing to put a bomb on their back and go blow people up.
Well,
so get our people out of there.
Go back to the movie Vice and the people who say it was overdone and political and stuff. This is a perfect example of the stuff that Cheney and Rumsfeld had their fingers all over. Their fingerprints were all over this stuff. We should never, ever, ever have gone into Iraq the way we did, and we have the best special forces in the world. They could have gone in and did what they eventually did do with Osama bin Laden. It only took 16 men to bump him off. And the same could have been done.
How many years? Right. How many years did it take?
Well, it was because the focus was taken off of
him. We always knew where Saddam was.
The focus was taken off of Afghanistan. If they'd have stayed there,
they
could have. It's Monday morning quarterback. Anyway, 18 past the hour. This is the DJB program.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpes and L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpes and L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you honest. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Your skin does a lot for you. It endures the cold and sun and nights when you sleep with your makeup on. Tell it you love it back during the Love Your Skin event at Ulta Beauty with brands like Philosophy, Dermalogica, and Clinique. All 50% off with daily beauty steals. Plus, licensed skin experts will give your skin the love it deserves with customized facial treatments that fit your needs and goals. Hurry in now through January 26th for a gift with purchase from brands like Mario Badescu, Peter Thomas Roth, and Murad. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real-life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
This portion of your favorite program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember. That's really what they're... You all take Prevagen? Great for your memory. It enhances blood flow to the brain. Did you know that? It really is a very cool product. I take one every morning. How do you think I remember your names and stuff?
Yeah.
Prevagen. That's it.
You're impressive.
Thank you. Prevagen is now available everywhere, including at my house, 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
No government collusion here. As Michael, when he was 13, Rock and Robin. On the 12th of next month, a couple of days after the Grammy Awards, the Grammys will tape a salute in L.A. to Motown, which is celebrating its 60th anniversary. Let's find out what that is. Maybe I'll get tickets to go watch it. It'll be better than the that miserable excuse for a salute to Aretha.
I was thinking you might have the
Sunday.
Exact same problem. Might
yeah.
not be
think
worth
so?
Spending
same
the money.
Yeah.
Anyway. But anyway, they've had salutes to a lot of people like Elton John, Frank Sinatra, Stevie Wonder, the Beatles, the Bee Gees. So this year, the tribute, which doesn't have an air date yet, comes 35 years after Motown, 25 yesterday, today, forever. An NBC special that featured Michael performing his moonwalk. A two-part 40th anniversary special, Motown 40, The Music is Forever, aired on ABC in 1998. The special expected to be among the number of celebrations for the 60th Motown reunion, in a manner of speaking. Over this past weekend, the Motown Museum in Detroit, where Berry Gordy Jr. launched the label, began a three-week exhibit featuring a lot of artifacts that have never been seen before. From the early days of Motown, I would like to grab that. But some
you
of
know,
the
actually,
things.
I think in thinking about this, this may actually be a better show than
yeah,
the Aretha one.
Be.
Yeah, because there's going to be more variety. It's not just covering one artist who had a legendary voice. It's a lot of artists. So
we find out where it's going to be and how we get tickets.
I'll find out for you.
I mean, think of it: the Jackson 5, the Supremes, Smokey and the Miracles, the Temptations, Marvin Gaye. There's not a bad act here.
Right.
Martha Reeves, Stevie Wonder, Mary Wells, the Ronettes. Crank this up, Gary. Come on, here it comes. This is a fabulous. Everything Marvin did left an imprint. Yeah, a lot of great stuff.
I would not dance to that.
And I wouldn't mind spending a couple hundred bucks for a ticket for this. I resent having paid what I did to see the Aretha thing, but see these things, this would be a good take. All right, so that's one musical story from the DJB crowd. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I now on to the lineup for the Caboo in Texas this year, featuring the Killers, leading a pretty interesting and diverse lineup. Kid Rock's in this. Let's see, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sting. Festival held at the AT&T Stadium in Dallas, May 10th, 11th, and 12th. Festival is the newest event for Caboo. Festival lifestyle brand began in Southern California, Jen, with Caboo Del Mar in 2015. This is a multi-stage event taking place inside and outside the AT&T Stadium. Also in attendance to perform the Avid Brothers, Lauryn Hill, Counting Crows, Alanis Morissette. Caboo's Humor Me comedy stage, led by SNL's Dennis Miller. Everybody Loves Raymond's Brad Garrett. And comics Dimitri Martin and Garfunkel and Oates. Who the hell are they?
It's a female comedy duo. They had a
really?
Show.
Any
they may
good?
Still have a show. I don't know. I didn't watch it. I don't think you would like it. It's very, like, quirky hipster comedy.
I don't like anything that's hip, as you know.
That's hipster.
Here. All Caboo passes on sale with general admission tickets starting at $299. VIP packages at $999 to $4,000. Okay. Go online if you have the urge to go to Caboo. It's Caboo, Texas, K-A-A-B-O-O, Texas, all one word, .com. All right, you got that? You heard it here on the DJB program. It's 28 past the hour.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman Mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-477-1551. 800-477-1551. 800-477-1551. That's 800-477-1551.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's R-A-N-K.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Being Speaker of the House and leaving the country when it's shut down, I don't think that's appropriate.
That's House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy talking about Nancy Pelosi.
Especially the Speaker thinks we shouldn't even have the State of the Union.
Now this comes as President Trump pulling the plug on Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker set to head out on a foreign trip with a congressional delegation, but the President pulling the military aircraft scheduled to transport the group because of the partial government shutdown. In a letter, President Trump Trump writes to Pelosi, "Due to the shutdown, I am sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I am sure that you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate," the president writes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's at 34 after the hour on today's DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara at the controls. Let's see what's cooking. I'm turning my attention to Victoria Keevan right now, as I hope you will, while I read the next three emails from 23andMe, who are still soliciting me to give them information after, what, a year? When did I do 23andMe? It was about a year ago, right?
This is a perfect
example, not to take away from your time, Victoria, but the perfect example of companies that abuse the relationship they set up with you. I spent, $190 or something to get the 23andMe rework of my genetic background. Who am I? Where did I come from? Yeah, yeah. It was fascinating information, and I loved getting it. But since then,
day after day after day and week after week after week, they keep sending me stuff.
You have to just go into the account and get rid of it. I've literally had 23andMe since I did it in 2011, and I have not gotten the emails because I opted out of them. So
yeah, how do you do that? I have not been able to do that.
You have to log into your account. Yeah, you have to log into your account.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do that while you, I'll be listening to your trending story, though. Thank you.
Yeah, that'll go well.
Uh-huh.
All right, so Bob Costas is trending this morning, and the reason is his 40-year career with NBC Sports has come to an end. And his contract was supposed to run through 2021, but he has reached a settlement, and they have terminated his contract, and he has quietly left the building. His career began with NBC in 1979. And he served as the network's lead announcer for every major event, Super Bowls, World Series, Olympic Games, Triple Crown, horse races, NBA Finals, in addition to calling play-by-play for a lot of those sports. And so I don't know how much bad blood is there. Everyone seems to be happy. He's 66 years old, and he says he's ready to retire from broadcasting. I think a lot of the controversy began when he became a very vocal opponent of football because of the concussion rates and things like that. It doesn't really help your career when you are a football broadcaster. So, So, and then he decided to leave on his own. He didn't want to do the Olympics coverage, which everyone was wondering in this past Winter Olympics, where was Bob Costas? He was nowhere to be seen. And so he said that he didn't want to do that. And that was in South Korea. So I guess that was probably maybe during some of this the exit negotiations. He didn't want to go that far and do it. But I have a weird feeling, though. Like, I don't think he's fully retired from broadcasting. I think that he'll end up doing a talk show, or he'll end up somewhere else. I think he just doesn't want to do any sports anymore.
Here's where the rubber hits the road. Brian Gumbel had the same kind of an exit a number of years ago from CBS. He was their golden boy of sports. He was also on, wasn't he on the Today Show for a while?
On the morning show, CBS.
And it was a CBS morning show, right. And he left to do the same thing. One of the things that happens here, and it happened to Bill Maher, who was on at ABC, they said, well, his stuff was too raw for ABC. No, it was that, is it Netflix or whoever it is, that wherever his show is? Where's Maher now? HBO, okay.
Yeah.
So HBO waved a whole bunch of dough in front of him to do a one-night-a-week show, and then they told him that he could promote his own stuff and go do his stand-up here, there, and everywhere. So he's making about four times as much money for doing one-quarter of the work.
Yeah.
Gumbel, the same thing. I think he's on HBO, too, isn't he? At that time when HBO was really trying to stretch to spread its wings. So I'm guessing that Netflix or Amazon or one of these outfits has gone to Mr. Costas and said, all right, we'll give you $40 million and here's what you have to do. And I'm betting it's a lot less.
Yeah, I'm sure it's more fun. I think he's been wanting to leave his NBC contract for a long time. The only thing he will be doing still in the sports world, he's going to call about 20 games for the 2019 MLB season. And he was inducted into the broadcaster's wing of the Baseball Hall of Fame last summer. So baseball is still something that he's passionate about. So he'll be popping up in baseball. But I think for sure he'll go. I think you're right about going. Maybe HBO is his new home. You know, he'll go the way of Bryant Gumbel.
You know, it's a very interesting thing also.
He's a good interviewer, though.
He's
always
a very good broadcaster.
Yeah, I've always really enjoyed him.
I mean, he messed up his face by getting too much work done on it, but he is a very good broadcaster. He came, along with a lot of other people, out of a place that I worked for a while, KMOX, one of the greatest radio stations in the history of broadcasting in America. And it developed people like Bob Costas. He started at KMOX in St. Louis. And then there's the Bucks. Jack Buck and his son both came out of KMOX in St. Louis. Art Fleming, the famous announcer and host of game shows, came out of KMOX in St. Louis. And there are a number of others, if I stretch my memory, that came out of KMOX. It was a great proving ground, great training ground. I think, arguably, I've always thought that Costas was one of the best He was better than Buck in many respects. So anyway, the point is that these people come along, they do a good job, they get tired of what they're doing after a certain amount of time, and so they go on to do something else. I don't think he's going to go away either. I don't think there's anybody that knows anything about him that thinks he's going to go away. But I think the rumors started last year, didn't they, really, about him?
Well, I think it went really public when he was nowhere to be found for the Olympic coverage. Right, the Olympics, and there was never a statement or anything made. It just happened that way, and everyone was kind of like, well, wait a second, what happened to Bob Costas? So I think it's probably been in the works for a long time.
Yeah. All right. So I need a little bit of help, if you wouldn't mind helping me. I just realized who Leah Remini was from having seen the latest Jennifer Lopez movie. The movie
really?
Is good.
That's what it took? Not with the
I never paid
yet?
Any attention to her. I didn't. Well,
or the King of Queens? Or
kind of. Yeah, I mean, she was the wife of Kevin what's his
face.
Yeah, James. Right, okay. I never watched that show. And I never really paid much attention to all this hoopla about Scientology, the A&E thing that she did for Scientology. Was she a member? I never quite got that.
Yeah.
Was she a Scientologist?
She was like all the way at the highest rank. She was at Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes' wedding. And apparently the beginning of the end for her, she asked the guy who's the head of Scientology, who was Tom Cruise's best man, she asked him where his wife had been because she hadn't seen the wife in a really long time. And that was enough, apparently, to start the ball rolling. And she became pretty much blackballed. And then she left Scientology. Half of her family doesn't speak to her anymore because that's part of Scientology. If you leave the church, then you become persona non grata.
Oh, her family are all Scientologists?
Yep. Her parents got her into it, and she's been a lifelong Scientologist. I think that's how she met Jennifer Lopez, because Jennifer Lopez's mother also was a Scientologist. So I think, because they've been best friends for years and years and years since they were kids.
Right.
So I think that's how they met. Jennifer Lopez's mom got out of it too, but a long time ago.
Really? Okay. Well, I just, I saw something about her and I looked at her face. And I said, oh, okay. Yeah. She was in that movie with Jennifer. And I started digging
around.
She's
pretty funny. I like her. She's spunky.
Is she? Yeah. Well, they
she
get along.
I don't know her, but
their chemistry in the movie is very good. The chemistry of that movie, if you haven't seen it, so I think it's called Second Act
Second
or something.
Act, yeah,
yeah. It's a good, fun, nice way to spend a couple of hours if you haven't got anything else that you want to do and you kind of want to have some fun. I think I found her to be very likable, and I hadn't paid any attention. But I don't watch a lot. You know, I don't watch comedies on TV because I think they're awful. It is what it is, boys and girls. I just wanted to get a clarification. Maybe there are some of you who are confused about who she is, and now we're all happy because we understand who she is. And that's what we're all about. DJV here to help you understand people and the world. It's 43 past the hour.
Never saw it as a problem when I was younger. 2 cigarettes, 3 cigarettes. It wasn't a habit. My mom, she was always like, you need to do something, you need to get rid of them. That was her thing. As time went on and smoking started falling out of fashion in society and rules started changing, gave the Juul a real chance and found that I liked it, found that it really works. The switch was easy. It was a no-brainer, really. But now that I look at people who smoke, I'm like, dude, really? You still doing that? You know, there's an alternative to that, right? You don't have to do that. The person that I'd like to think that I am is because of her. This came from her, really.
Patrick made the switch December 2016. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's Juul.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com.
Boehner.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at ACS2018.com. Attendance is free. That's ACS2018.com.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you honest. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so I'm nosing around Facebook today. Facebook has gotten rid of a bunch of Russian propaganda, but that wasn't really what moved me. There's a Facebook page and a GoFundMe for, the headline is Justice for Journey. Justice, the number 4, and Journey. If you go there, it's raising money for a reward to help find somebody who shot a dog named Journey, a 4-year-old. You see a picture of this dog, and you just go right to tears. Right, not only because of the dog, but because he was a guide dog for a 15-year-old girl who has diabetes. He was trained as a service dog to help this girl, and he'd been with her, I guess, since she was 8. So now there were people in the community where this young lady lived in Quinlan, Texas. Her name is Hannah Westmoreland, I think. And so anyway, she had a real problem with diabetes, and this dog was brought in to help her out. And every day the dog would go out for a dip in the pond behind their house. And the other day the dog was found bleeding, been shot, and the dog died. And nobody can figure out, I mean, you see the picture of this dog?
No, I'm not looking at pictures. I can't.
Very.
Shot the dog. No one knows.
Nobody knows. There's a reward out to try to find out. Somebody, you know, at a pond, could have been. But, the reason I bring it up is because there are so many of these dogs that are being trained now that are so helpful, so wonderful, do so many good things. I wish we had Warren here, Warren Eckstein, to talk about this a little bit more, because he has much more expertise than I do. But I know that there are two things that move me when it comes to dogs. These service dogs and what they do and how they train them and how many people they help. And getting dogs out of these puppy mills and these horrible sentence there, like sentenced to life. If I hadn't found Daisy, God knows what would have happened to her. She came out of a puppy mill, couldn't even walk. She'd been in a cage with her own poop and pee, hadn't gotten out of it for 2 years. Well, I mean, I see this and I feel, there's a tear there, that's for sure. 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
After the hour on the DJV show, and today we've got Jeffrey Hazlett, who is the author of The Hero Factor. He's a primetime TV and podcast host and best-selling author, and today he's here to talk about hero leaders, which I've heard about heroes and I've heard about leaders, but I've never heard that term together. Can you explain to us what that is and why you wrote a book about it?
Well, it's about doing the right thing. You know, for so long we've been spending decades and decades focused on the bottom line, and we're not taking care of the people that got us there, and that's what this is all about. A buddy of mine sold his company years ago for about $20 billion and set aside a percent of the company for all of his employees, making it the single largest number of millionaires ever created in one day. And they used to run up to him and say, "Hey, Mr. Ryan, you're my hero." And he decided he wanted to do it for other people. And what a great way to be able to start to lead, where we value people and profits that can come together to be a hero leader. And that's what we're talking about.
So you were inspired by that. I'm assuming you're a businessman. I'm assuming you have your own companies. How do you show your employees that you're a hero leader every day in your own company? What do you do to inspire your employees?
by doing it. You know, first of all, I am a business person. I've bought and sold over 250 businesses in my career, of 25 billion in transactions. I'm a former CMO of a Fortune 100 company, and I've seen good examples and I've seen really bad examples. But the first thing you got to do is you got to drink the Kool-Aid. You got to be declarative. You have to say, hey, here's what our values are, to get everybody aligned around the values. In fact, 27% of employees in companies in this country don't even know the values of their own company, don't even know what their company stands for. And we found that the hero factor is those companies that stand for something that are value-based actually make more on the bottom line, make more on the top line. That is, their revenues are significantly higher than other companies, and they have happier employees, happier customers, happier vendors, and more people want to do business with them. So by doing the right thing gets you to a better place. That sounds like a winning combination. So we put together the book, The Hero Factor, and I actually put together an assessment that you can get for free at theherofactorbook.com, where we actually, you know, let you for free, you know, plot out your own hero factor. Where do you stand on the scale of being a great, great company?
You know, I work with multiple people every day, and communication and teamwork is a really important thing for us. And I don't think that, you know, as a radio program, we'd be able to succeed without that. And so I'm just wondering, is teamwork, or you know, that's a really important value for me. What's one of the most important values for you and your company when you're being a hero leader?
I think there's two that really stand out, and it's two main portions of the book, and one is around transparency, to be transparent with each other. I've never found anyone in business who doesn't appreciate that. They might not always like it, but they certainly appreciate it. You know, I don't want to know why I've had to lose my job, and I've had to lose my job before because of various things in business. That's the way it is. But being transparent about it is, I know what's coming, and we're going to work to get there. It doesn't mean we can get there, but we're going to do our best to do so. And the other one's diversity. To be diverse in terms of the people we serve, diverse in terms of the people that work for us, but also to be diverse in thought, to being open about the things we're not aware of. You know, I'm not aware of what I'm not aware of, and that's a real great quality amongst people who work in the company, so that you can go about adapting and changing so that your business doesn't die.
So we've got about a minute left, and I'm just curious, you just mentioned two really great things. Do you think those are the two things that companies do most wrong, or are there other things that you think companies are getting more incorrect when trying to become a hero company?
The biggest thing that companies do wrong is they don't buy the lottery ticket. To win the lottery, you got to buy a ticket. To be a value-based company, you got to state your values. You got to get in the game, and you have to be declarative that that's what you're going to be, that you're going to be a company full of heroes doing hero work for your community, for your customers, for your vendors, and for this country. Because, man, building the free enterprise system is the best thing we've got going on in this country. It's the one great product that we have to export around the world.
Well, you mentioned the book, or the website, theheroleaderbook.com. Do I have that right?
Nope, theherofactorbook.com.
Theherofactorbook.com. Is that the best place for people to find out information about you, or do you have any other websites that people can visit?
Yeah, you can. Oh, thank you so much. You can also go to Hazlett, HAYZLETT.com, but you can look up C-Suite. You can go to HeroCEOClub.com, but you can look up C-Suite, Hero, or Hazlett, and you should be able to find me or the book or anything that we do.
Okay, great. HeroCEO.com. I might be heading there after this. That sounds like a good place to go. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's 59 after the hour on the DJV show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.